So, Gabe, you know how, like, I was doing a different thing for... It's December, so now, you know, I'm doing
something... Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, the most wonderful time of the year. But you know how I was, like, doing something for November, like, instead of No Nut November, which everyone else is doing?
Basic. Yeah. Everyone, come on, not jerking off for a month?
Basic.
That's nothing. That's baby work.
Yeah, that's, like, Ugg boots and fucking pumpkin spice lattes.
How was that? That's how I grew up. You think I was jerking off with living in my one bedroom with all my whole family in my room watching me? You think I could jerk off every month? No. My parents set strict rules. Once every 3 months.
So.
And my dad had to watch.
He had to watch? Did he hold your hand?
No, he didn't hold my hand. That would be weird. What the fuck? Okay. That would be weird. No, it was for instruction.
That's where it's weird.
Purposes. He was making sure that the grip was right. He would give me notes on, you know, if I was going too hard. Hey, son, you're going to break your pelvis like that. You know, what do you think you're doing?
Wait, how do you break your pelvis?
You think you're doing using a shake weight?
How do you
and
break
I said,
your...
Dad.
How do you break your Dad? Pelvis?
How do I break my pelvis?
Yeah, jerking off.
You never broke your pelvis jerking off?
No.
So, growing up, my family would have competitions.
Wait, you've broken your pelvis jerking off?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
We would have competitions, and obviously the female members of my family, all seven of them, they don't have penises. So they put on a strap on and just we went at it. And the goal was who could last the longest, right?
I can't wait for your family to actually listen to this podcast someday.
Yeah, I can't, because then they're gonna be like, Gabe, why are you telling everyone our family secrets? But yeah, no, I got really into it. I started working out and using the shake weight extra just for the family competition. And apparently I took it way too seriously, and it's not worth going to the hospital for. But, you know, it happens. That's what the doctor said. It happens. Sometimes you get into a jerking off competition with your family and you break your pelvis. You never know.
And from what I've heard about Brazilian healthcare is they actually take away body parts if you can't pay.
Well, they take away, by body parts, you mean hair. They wax my privates at the hospital.
Oh, is that why your butt looks so good then?
Yeah, it's permanent.
Well, so you know how I was doing Nut November. I decided against No Nut November.
You're brave, man.
Yeah, I'm a rebel, dude. Like, fuck this country and fuck the world. Fuck mm-hmm. everybody. Fuck yeah. Everyone. Fuck them. Yeah. Woo. Punk rock. So so this month, I didn't gain any new superpowers like I did when I did.
Yeah, because we were talking about, if you don't jerk off for a long, the last time you jerked off extra, or you didn't jerk off and you got superpowers. This time you're jerking off extra, and we're trying to see if you get any powers.
Yeah, I jerked off every day of the month, and honestly, the only thing, I got scurvy.
You got scurvy?
Yeah, I got fucking scurvy.
How does that work? Is it like, isn't that like related to like being out at sea, like the sun or some shit? Or
yeah, apparently, but I mean, I haven't left my house like this whole month.
Oh, sorry, I got a text here. It says, I got a notification every time we parked the time machine somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just get someone to try to break in, thinking it was an actual porta potty.
Oh, fuck. Not again. Yeah. God damn it. Do you want to go to Wendy's real quick?
Yeah, let's go to Wendy's. Just leave the time machine where it is.
Yeah, I haven't stuck my dick in a Frosty in a minute.
Gator sauce, rated R for regret.
Oh, R? Yeah. Hey, that's a good one. But hey, R? I thought R stood for a different word.
What, retard?
No, rope.
Rope?
Yeah. Or
why did you think that R stood for rope in this situation?
Because
Gator sauce, rated R for rope.
I don't know, man. Like, riggings and sails.
Is that how you feel every time we record this podcast?
Yep, I feel like I've been...
Hanging yourself?
I feel like I've been roped.
Oh, okay.
Sexually roped.
Oh, sexually? In what way?
I don't know, man. You know...
You think this podcast is a kink?
It is a kink because, you know,
like a kink in a rope.
You know, every time that there's supposed to be a laugh after we make a joke, I have a vibrator in my ass and it goes off every time we make a joke. And it's like supposed on those, to be fun.
Like on those cam websites.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. Except this is related to comedy.
It's interesting also because I've never heard the buzz from your mic, so.
Well,
it is powered by laughs, so.
That's because my anal cavities go very deep into me.
Ah, so, but it is, so people are laughing, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
that's
good, so you're feeling it.
Have you ever noticed how people on Twitter, like, instead of, like, spelling out the word rape, they censored, like, the A?
Really? Is the A offensive?
I guess so.
You just say,
so that, no, honestly, that every time I see it censored like that, I always think it's rope. So
really?
I really think there's something wrong with rope. So.
My friend got roped at this party. She didn't want to drink, but they pressured her into it, and, you know.
And then she got roped. This is Texas, by the way, where everyone has a lasso.
And we all play hopscotch. Not hopscotch, the other game. The one with the rope. Jump rope.
Oh, wow. I was going to say sheep fucking, but all right. Hey, guys, welcome to
is that what you played in elementary school?
Yeah.
Gator sauce. Gator sauce.
Hey, guys, welcome to the show. This is Gator Sauce. This is a podcast, I think. I'm not quite sure.
It is a podcast.
It is?
I don't think it is. I think we've been verified as a podcast by Apple Podcasts.
Thank you.
The fact that they let us post it on there.
Thank you for outwardly validating my feelings, hopes, and dreams, Gabe. Yeah. I appreciate that.
No problem, man. Well, you're getting inwardly validated by all the laughs that are powering your internal vibrator.
You could just say vibrator.
I want to stress that it's a laugh-powered vibrator because I'm hoping that every time someone laughs, you'll let me know so then I can also be validated.
Oh, yeah. Well, you ever see me just, like, wince?
Yeah, I do. You do that a lot. I thought it's because you're having some kind of stroke or something, and I don't want to interrupt.
You know,
that's what my parents taught me. Don't interrupt someone when they're having a stroke.
Don't do that. Let them seize it out.
Let them go through it. It's embarrassing. You don't want someone thinking that you just had a stroke. Let me die.
No, but see that every time I do that, that's a laugh. But hey guys, I'm Kurt. I'm your host, Kurt DeHurt.
Why do you always stutter so hard every time you introduce yourself? You can never just say, "Hey, my name is Kurt. I'm the host." You always go like, "I'm Kurt. I'm the host." Kurt.
Well, hey man. All right. Every time I see my name on the script, I have the existential dread of realizing my own actualization by seeing my name. I'm like, oh my god.
Oh, yeah, well, we have to remind the listeners that
of who I am. I have to remind myself of who I am.
But also the fact that this podcast is 100% scripted and everything we say has been planned out sometimes months ahead of time.
Exactly.
So I guess when you say it like that, it's more of an interpretation than it is you know, your fault.
Yes.
You're just interpreting the source material.
Exactly. And by the way, who are you?
I'm Gabe.
Good.
I'm Gabe. I'm also here. I help Kurt. I guess if he says he's the host, I feel like I'm an equal host. But sometimes, like today, I'm kind of feeling a little down, to be honest, Kurt.
Why?
I don't know, man. That, like you said, the inward validation, I don't get any of that. All I get is you telling me we're doing a great job, but whenever there's a laugh, I don't hear it. I don't know about it.
You know what, man? Here, I got a good idea for you.
So I've demoted myself to co-host for that reason.
You know, I have a good... You're struggling with this validation, but I'll tell you something that will help you feel validated.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to use our time machine. So, by the way, everyone who's listening, you know this already, but we have a fucking time machine.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We have a time machine.
We acquired it in one way or another. If you want to find out, you can go back and listen. If you don't give a shit, then it's not going to affect you.
Yeah, just listen to laugh and news and shit. I don't know what people listen to the show for.
Because we asked them to.
Every
single listener of this show, I've personally gone up to them and sometimes put the earbud in their ears.
Yes.
So that they can hear it.
So here's what I'm thinking. So you need internal validation. I know the exact place to do that. There is a type of rum that you can get from, it's a specific rum that doesn't exist anymore, but I've heard good stories. Mm-hmm. Every swig of it gives you a great and sensational feel of internal validation with every sip. But the problem is, we have to go back in time to specifically Haiti and the 1640s.
That's very specific.
Very specific.
1640s.
Yes.
What's going on in the 1640s?
Well, there's
post-America's been discovered, and we realize humanity, discover America, and it's pretty much empty except for, a couple people.
Yeah,
And we just, they let us in, they welcome us with open arms, they say, great, finally our saviors are here to bring us into civilized society.
These gods, these wonderful gods who come here to save us and bring us.
And we come in, we establish law and order in America. And we're all about, and we come in, and we're going back to post this. So is this a civilized time period we're going to?
Oh no! This area of the world, actually, where we're going is Tortuga, Haiti. It's a little island.
Tortuga,
and it's a pirate haven that was established.
Wait, so we're pirates?
Yeah.
So not law and order.
Not law and order. No.
Huh? That's very anti-American. I was hoping we would go back and
hang out
with some cops.
It's mostly the Dutch, Spanish, and French and English people.
Okay, so they're not Americans.
Right, and just...
I guess it's not, because America wasn't technically
there's
founded.
There's also a bunch of slaves there, too, but we'll go to the other side of town, past the tracks.
Past the slaves, past all the, the pillaging and the rapes.
The
and
rope.
Possibly, skinning alive, all of that. We'll
Remember, Gabe, we call it rope. Now?
Rope, yes. Yeah. All the R, star, P-E.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, let's do this.
You down for that? Okay.
I'm down. If this rum is as good as you say, which usually we're drinking beer on the podcast, and actually, do you want to take some beers on the way? Because I don't think I'm going to...
Actually, I already filled up. I filled up the cooler. Let's actually take a look.
Thank God. I was getting withdrawal symptoms already. It's been like 10 minutes.
Let's see what I fished out today.
What do you got here? This is
cool.
Patagonia Cerveza.
Patagonia. Yes.
Well, listeners, if you've listened to the show before, you know that on this here show, we not only just talk nonsense, but we drink beers. And we often review the beers. And now, here's the thing. We're not beer experts. We just drink beers because we like to feel the effects, which typically tend to be a slight buzz to straight up drunken behavior.
We like to get lit as shit, bruv.
Yeah. So today we have Patagonia Cerveza, which it's a cool bottle, actually. Very interesting.
Yeah, it's a very new type of bottle. It looks... I honestly don't have a description for it.
I'm trying to think of how to describe it. It's like, there's around the neck, it indents in a bit.
Yeah.
Some cool patterns on here.
Kind of like a bolt.
Yeah. But it's just a bottle. You can't judge a beer by the bottle just as much as you can't judge a book by the cover.
I mean, you can. If it's like...
How?
Okay, well, what if it's a book on landscape, paintings?
What if it's a book on just landscaping, but not paintings? Then how do you know what the book's about?
The cover.
No. What's the cover going to say? Landscaping paintings?
Yeah.
What if it just says landscaping? Because assumed it's being sold in a painting shop.
What if the book is only cover? There's no...
This is getting way too deep. Gator sauce. Well, let me take a sip of this beer. You want to start powering up the... Because I know usually you take a shit beforehand. Well, by the way, our time machine is a porta potty, and it's powered by shit. And I know usually last time you took a shit beforehand to get it all ready, but you want to do that.
I'm gonna do that. But first, while you take a sip of the beer, I'm gonna mention one thing about this beer. It's a cerveza, Patagonia Cerveza, and they have a cool thing going for them that every time you buy a case, I'm not sure if that means a six pack or like 18 or 400, they plant a tree. So. Let's say it takes you six beers to get drunk. Every time you're drunk, you are planting a tree.
Wow.
So you can feel good about your alcohol.
And they don't plant the trees until you confirm that you've drank the entire six pack.
You have to call them, say, hey, I'm drunk now.
They say, prove it, bitch. You show them the empty bottles.
And you say, plant the fucking tree, you shit asses. And they do. So, All right, I'm gonna go take a shit. Gabe, entertain the guests while I are the you know, the people who listen. I'm gonna shit.
They're
quick.
Guests. They are guests. Yes. They're in our podcast realm. They are our guests. Oh, there he is. He's going. In. Well, let me try to cover up this farting sound with the review. Yeah, it's a good beer. It tastes a lot like a Cervus. It's a little bit sweet. Tastes like a Pilsner. It's like a, it reminds me a bit of Miller Lite, but better. And it's Patagonia, so I'm trying to find out whether it has any connection with the actual Patagonia area in South America.
Oh, I thought it had to do with, I'm done by the way. I thought it had to do with the sportswear. You know, the sportswear?
You think so? Yeah. I mean, I think the sportswear has something to do with the area.
I think, no. No, you're wrong. So? No, the company came first.
Do you think the company came first and then they invented the entire region
yes,
in South America?
Yes, they did, to sell jackets. Oh,
that makes sense. Do you think the beer, is that connected?
Yeah,
is this a sports beer?
Yeah, no. The beer is being sold so that people are more inclined to buy Patagonia jackets and or visit Patagonia, which makes them buy more Patagonia jackets.
That makes so much sense. I was literally, as soon as I took my first sip, I'm like, I feel like I need to get into a kayak and go to Patagonia and just, you know, kayak around for a bit.
Hey, so, yeah, I love it, dude. I love this beer. Hey, so, but hey, we're ready.
Ready?
Yep, it's all shitted up. The shit tank is full. I apologize to the sound of my keys. I was opening another beer. You ready? You ready to go?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess we can cut to a commercial, you know, once we start the time traveling.
Yeah,
process.
Hold on. Let me.
Which people don't know, but in real, like, we usually skip ahead when we time travel because, you know, it's a long process, but
we're going to show you what it sounds like.
The actual traveling is like a good, like, couple hours. Like,
yeah. So,
it takes us at least usually around 2 hours to travel through time, which is kind of ironic when you think about it.
I'm typing up the coordinates now.
All right, yeah, there's 1640s.
Yep, Haiti, here we come.
Around the Tortuga, yep.
And
it's also a teleportation machine. We don't really give it credit for that.
Start button. Welcome to Sister Giuliani's Tavern. I would like to welcome you to our tavern here in Tortuga, Haiti. We are a fine tavern with no brothels.
We have all kinds of alcohol here at this tavern here. We have a rum, we have whiskey, we have Joanna.
There is absolutely no prostitution or brothel ring around.
It's Joanna just, is a type of alcohol, not a woman.
So is Foxy and Icy and
Roseanne
and Crystal. They are all types of booze.
Have you ever wanted to get some alcohol and put it in between your lips and possibly put your genitalia against the alcohol?
It's called moving. Hey, come on down to Madame Tussaud's Tavern. Because that's what I called it.
We changed our name again. Why, Charlie, why have you changed our name again? I keep telling you this is the reason why nobody comes to our tavern, because you keep changing the name every week, and we never get any customers because they don't know what we're named.
It's because the hipsters love it.
Oh, these pirate hipsters, they're always coming around and changing things up. We had to make everything industrial and change all the tables to wood. You know how much that costs?
As Ezra Pound, the poet who doesn't exist yet, said, make it new.
Oh, well, making it new means not making any money. You see what I mean? You see how nobody's coming to our
Or it is a sacrifice, dearie.
And or come on down to Madame Tussauds or whatever, Giuliani, whatever the fuck it's called, and you can get some fresh poon drink.
Here. It smells like pussy everywhere.
But it's not. It's definitely, we're not selling pussy. There's no prostitutes here. It's alcohol, and you can drink it, and it's not, you cannot fuck it. But if you do want to fuck, come in anyways.
Come on down to Rick and Morty's.
And we're back, and now we're in fucking Haiti. And you know what? Wow. Gabe, Haiti looks great. It doesn't look like what it looks like now. It looks,
no hurricanes yet. Nope, hurricanes don't exist yet.
Nope, no earthquakes. You know, I mean, like, it smells bad, but I think that's because we're in, like, a pirate town.
Yeah, dude, I mean, it smells like feet and just armpits and ropes, but not that kind of rope.
The other kind of rope.
We're talking about the rope with the where you force someone to have sex.
And Gabe, what does pussy smell like? Because I feel like that's what I'm smelling, but I'm not quite sure.
Well, pussy smells like when you crush a bunch of Skittles in your hand.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it smells like pussy out here.
Yeah.
Like everywhere.
It smells like rank pussy.
Like, I just smelled this, like, bell right here, like, that they use for the ships and shit, and it smells like rank pussy.
You smelled the bell?
Yeah. Like, smell the seagull. It smells like Skittles.
Let me smell the seagull.
Yeah.
Get out. Fuck over here. Yeah, it smells like pussy.
Yeah, I told you, dude. I know.
That seagull has been getting laid.
Dude, like everybody around, all the women around here are just wearing name tags that say whore. I mean, I guess it is.
It's like, at some point, you know, you realize you don't need the name tags.
Yeah.
Every woman is wearing the exact same one. It kind of goes against the point.
Well, I mean, I imagine, like, every guy here is drunk. Also, every woman here, everybody's drunk. We're the only ones, like, not fucking schwashed it.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've been, like I said, the shake weight, man. I've been using that every day.
Oh, okay, so you schwashed it.
Just my forearms.
You swashbuckled, son.
Yeah, I'm like Popeye.
Hey, do you want to, let's crawl into this tavern over here, you know? Hello, this might be a magic tavern. Hello, I guess we could say hello from hey, that's a cool joke I made.
I guess we can say it's magic for the sake of your joke.
Yeah, thank you.
It's canon now. This tavern is now magic.
No,
there's
it's
magic going on. I see a pirate over there. He's flipping some tarot cards. There's one.
Tarot?
Yeah, some tarot cards. Is that not magic?
It's not like a carrot, but like from the Caribbean?
Yeah, is that how you pronounce it?
No, it's tarot.
Is it really tarot?
Yeah, it's French, you shitbag.
What? How the fuck am I supposed to? I've never been to a medium.
Also, there's like a pirate puking over there.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one jerking off. I don't know if they're pirates, but they're just people. There's a dude jerking off at the
bar.
No, that's a bartender. He's jerking off.
Do you think they consider themselves pirates?
I don't know.
Do you think it's like when I download one movie for free because I couldn't find it anywhere else? Does that make me a pirate?
I don't know. Hey, sir, are you a pirate?
Arrgh! What's a pirate?
I don't know. I guess, well, you know.
Well, it's like when you steal movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's a movie?
Paintings that move.
A painting that moves? A painting that moves? All paintings move, sir.
I'm sorry? What do you mean?
Every time, everything's moving at all times.
Oh, he's just drunk. Yeah.
I gotta go get that rum.
Yep. Every time you look, paintings always move when you're drunk. I get it. Wow. All right. Hey, so let's pull up a table. So,
which, by the way, are we supposed to be going for this rum? Is that
right? I think
plot.
I think we'll get that a little bit later. But let's just order some.
Okay.
I mean, we have our beers. Hey. Jerking off bartender, can we have at least some glasses?
Oh, I gotta give you some glasses, here you go!
Alright, there we go. Cool. That was, yep.
Why does everyone here sound like they have the same voice?
Yeah, they it's, well, it is, they're all pirates, I guess.
They're all pirates. Except for the bartender. He's a bartender.
Yeah, he's a bartender. All right, so hey, so you know what? You know what we do in this show, Gabe? Other than drink beer and be stupid?
We talk about pop culture.
Right.
And
that's,
pop culture news.
That's right. And you know what? We explained why we are able to do that in the time period that we're in. The last three episodes. So if you want to know how we get our news and news sources,
I'll just tell you right now, because God forbid I force someone to listen to another episode of this. So the way we listen, we get the news nowadays is we use our phones because our phones work through time travel. We still get the internet from 2020. So everything is coming in just the way you're getting it, folks. So we just found out this week, for instance, that Wonder Woman is going straight to video on demand. It's going straight to, I think, HBO Max on Christmas. So they're putting that out real quick because they're afraid it's going to go stale. Now, imagine putting out a movie.
No, just imagine putting out.
How many hundred million dollars and just throwing it on HBO Max because you're afraid it's going to go stale.
It's Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah, it's Wonder Woman.
Huh.
You think it's because it's set in 1984, so they just saw the title on it and they thought, oh, this is old. This is... No one's going to want to watch a movie because they'll think it's going to... They're going to think it's set in 1984.
Or it has to do with a book. Ugh.
Yeah.
Books.
Exactly. I think the movie is set in 1984. I think that's why it's called that. I don't think it's because it came out in 1984, right?
I think we're the only ones with a working time machine, so...
Yeah, I don't know, man. Lately, time's just been distorted for me. I realize that because of our time traveling, that time is just all happening at the same time.
That's why you need to keep on drinking, me boy.
Yeah, because I start thinking, hey, I could probably go and stop 9/11, but then I have another beer, and I'm like, ah, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, fuck that. You know what? It was
because
funny.
Guess what? 9/11's happening both today and tomorrow.
Yeah,
and yesterday.
Because this is the plot of Slaughterhouse-5. There, got it. Nailed it.
Great.
Yeah, books. So, Gabe, I heard that Elliot Page is... did you hear about that? Hear about Elliot Page?
Who's Elliot Page?
Formerly dead name, by the way. Ellen, referred to as Ellen. Now they have transitioned. Now they are Elliot Page, and you know the star of Juno, the one Academy where they have umbrellas.
Yes, the Academy of Umbrellas.
Yeah,
and Inception.
And really? Yeah, you're right. Okay, that's where I remember.
He played Ariadne in Inception.
What kind of name is that?
It's based on a thing.
What thing?
It's based on some Greek shit.
Oh, fuck the Greeks.
But I think. But, so do you think they're going to go back and just change all the credits to Elliot Page?
Oh,
Juno, that one film where that guy gets pregnant.
Hey, it's not impossible. Literally, it's not. But,
I don't know. I think...
Maybe for, like, the anniversary editions, they'll change it.
What's up?
Maybe for, like, the anniversary editions, they'll change it.
You actually think that for the anniversary edition, they'll go back and change the credits specifically to Elliot Page?
I mean, when they do the Olympics from like the 80s, they say Bruce Jenner has won the whatever
do
medal.
They?
I don't know. I don't know if they do
that.
Oh
yeah, they say Bruce Jenner. That's different than saying Caitlyn Jenner.
Right. So maybe since it's an object that's stuck back in the past, you don't really have to deal with it.
Oh, you think women are objects? Interesting.
All of them. Dude, all of them. So are men. Well, everybody's an object.
Well, thank God Elliot Page is not a woman, because otherwise he would be very offended by what you just said.
Exactly.
Men are objects.
Men are objects. Exactly. Other news, Cyberpunk is coming out later this month, dude.
Finally?
Finally, man.
And by this month, you mean in 2020, you mean December.
Yes, December. We already mentioned that this December, won.
Which is crazy, because you would think with our time machine, we could just go forward in time and get the game and play it.
No, I like to play by the rules, you know?
Exactly. That's why we're only reading news from December of 2020.
Right. I mean, we're in December 1640 right now, you know?
And we also realized that releasing our episodes in December of 2020 is when we can maximize our potential.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we released it, say, you know... December of 2019, we'd get, you know, maybe like 5 listeners. We release it in December of 2020, we can get like maybe 7.
Yeah, maybe fucking 10. Holy shit. 10. What a
That would be crazy.
What a boon.
That's when we would start our Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. Oh shit. Dude, somebody there's something wrong with this tavern. There's like
what, do you think the walls?
I think there's the what is that? The one, two,
one, two,
three. Yep. Oh, it's the fourth wall.
It's the fourth wall. It's always the fourth fucking wall.
It's always the fourth wall. So, do you have any other news? I mean,
recently, well, before we recorded, I remembered that I was supposed to have watched the last 2 episodes of The Mandalorian.
Oh, Mandalorian, more like Mandaborian.
You think he was boring? You thought it was boring? Or is that just a joke?
It's just a joke, you know, man.
Just a joke. I didn't think it was boring, but so I had to watch 2 episodes of The Mandalorian just before recording, and I didn't because I didn't have time, so I had to pick one. And you told me to just watch the most recent one.
Right.
Which is the one with Rosario Dawson in it.
Yeah. The and not she plays, Carl Weathers.
What's her name?
Ahsoka
Tano?
Ahsoka.
Why is it... the S and the H are flipped. So it's Ahsoka Tano. Fucking Star Wars name. Just name her like fucking Emily or some shit.
Dude, I got a tirade today about how the forest moon of Endor is an impossible planet. And I don't agree with it at all.
How is it impossible?
Because you can't have an entire planet that's just a temperate forest. The entire thing.
Why not?
Because you're neglecting the fact that there needs to be poles. A massive amount of greenhouse gas. You know what? No, I'm not doing this again.
But also, like, you can't use the force in real life.
Yeah.
And you can't... There's no noise in space.
So?
And they... So how does that... How do you reconcile all of that?
Well, no, the noise is added in post.
Ah.
So it's... the plan is like, real. It's like NFL. You know? You show the play, and then you show replay, but you add the sounds in.
Yeah. Well, you don't know that. How do you know that? Maybe they're... Maybe
I mean, you're right. I wasn't
conspiracy
there.
Conspiracy theories where they're trying to convince us that Endor is just a forest moon, but really there's like a whole other thing going on.
Well, see, now we're getting into Star Wars conspiracy, and that's a whole different bucket.
Star Wars conspiracies. The Death Star exploding, that was all that was planned.
See,
Darth Vader was in on it.
That's a whole other bucket of fried shrimp, my buddy. My pal, my bucko.
That guy dropped his fucking... his peg leg.
The what? Ew.
Here you go.
My leg! Ugh. Oh. Fucking Stumpy, get away.
My leg! It smells like pussy!
Jesus Christ.
So.
What do you think he does with that thing?
Probably, nope.
One end looks very, like, kind of brown, but up to a certain point.
Kind of like a moldy chair. Okay, well, hey, you know, so you didn't watch the episode that Carl Weathers did.
I skipped that one, and you told me that you were going to bring me up to date on that.
So essentially what happens is they go to, like, the one planet that looks
spoiler
like...
Spoiler alert for The Mandalorian.
It's like, it's Tatooine, but not Tatooine, where all the Mandalorian people are.
The other desert planet.
Yeah. They go... Mando lands a ship there. He's like, fix my ship. They fix his ship. They say, well, since we fixed your ship, can you do a thing for us? And he's like, fine, I'll do a thing for you. And he does a thing for them.
I feel like that's always his attitude. He just shows up, and he's just done with everything.
Yeah.
He's just like, fix my ship. Fine, you want me to just take the child? Please just take the child. I don't want this kid with me anymore. And they're like, yeah, Mando! Have you noticed that, by the way, everyone's always off. When they're talking to the Mandalorian... You're just on a completely different...
Well, how do you talk to him? Like, all right.
No, well, what's
right.
your name?
All
Amy right. Sedaris in the episode before the last. She's that lady who's, like, she's always fixing the Mandalorian shit on Tatooine. She's like,
oh, hey, Mando, you're back. Hey, welcome. Come have a seat with me. We can you fucking hate droids.
But she's that weird lady. To begin with.
I think, my theory is that, and this has been actually confirmed by Disney, that... At least on some episodes, Pedro Pascal is not behind the mask.
Mm.
He's just doing a voiceover, and you have some random body double or stuntman in the suit.
I don't like
that. So my theory is that they're exaggerating how often he is under the mask, and that in reality, almost every episode, he's just sending them a fucking recording, and they're just putting it in. So that's why everything is mismatched.
He just drunk.
So everyone's like, hey, Mando, we're gonna die! He's like, don't worry, I'll take care of it.
He just drunk voicemails them and sends it in the morning. They're like, oh, fuck.
Exactly.
We gotta edit this voicemail down. Okay, that makes sense. I was thinking...
It's probably usually nonsense. He's just
How do you...
He's just saying random things like, I'll have to open the door. Or like...
My butt's really wet.
Hey, did we remember to get the chicken when we were getting groceries? Shit. Gotta go back to the store. Fuck.
Fuck you, Jimmy, the name of my dog.
That was very weird when I heard that. I thought they made Jimmy a weird, like, fish man just to accommodate.
It's very weird.
They created an entire thing, yeah.
So Mando shows up at this planet. He gets a conservative bitch and Carl Weathers to go on a little journey to, like...
Conservative bitch?
Kellyanne Conway.
Fuck you, man. All right.
Thick Kellyanne Conway, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Dude, you see her? She looks like a refrigerator. It's incredible.
I love how Kellyanne Conway's daughter became a meme because she called her out on TikTok for not wearing a mask and how she got her whole family infected.
Rip. So they go to this lava facility where they harvest lava. I don't know what they do there.
They harvest lava at this facility?
For power, I think.
Okay.
Like a geothermal plant. And they go there.
What do you think? Why don't we power more things with lava? I feel like we have so much lava.
Do we?
I mean, we're always afraid a volcano's gonna go off, so it's like, why not just let it go off and take the lava?
Yeah, honestly.
What you do is you put like a, you make sure that when it goes off, you have a bucket right next to it.
Yeah, three bars.
Correctly.
Three bars.
So it shoots up and goes straight into the bucket.
Three bars of iron, and then you just.
Yep.
That's a Minecraft reference for all of you who didn't get that. Hey, yeah. So they go to this plant, they search the plant, kick out all these Imperials. There's more Imperial people there than they thought they'd be. Turns out...
There's always more than you think.
Yeah, it turns out they were like, it's a cloning facility that's using Grogu's blood. Baby Yoda's...
Wait, Grogu, by the way, we got Baby Yoda's name,
yeah.
And it's fucking Grogu.
Grogu, yeah.
Imagine waiting God knows how long to learn a character's name, and it's fucking Grogu.
No, it's...
Like, they literally...
It's better.
My theory is that they forgot to name him until literally the day of, and Rosario Dawson was like, wait, the script is blank. What are we supposed to name this guy? He's like, just fucking make some shit up. Just Machuki or some shit. She's like, Grogu says that he loves you, Mandalorian, and that despite you guys not having any real emotional interactions, he loves you and he's attached to you and you guys are meant for each other. And I know I'm cutting you off to go on my tangent, but I hate how every time Mandalorian gets to the point where he's been trying to get to so he can get rid of this fucking baby, someone's like, I can't take him. He's too bonded to you. I can't do anything for this baby. Only you can. I hate that shit.
I hate it too.
Sorry, go ahead.
So they're using Grogu's blood to make Snoke, like to clone.
Snoke?
Yeah.
The Snoke or
the
a
Snoke.
Snoke type character?
No, it's Snoke.
Really? So they tied it into the, into the movies?
Yeah.
I feel like this is an episode I should have watched.
I mean, but it's only like a 2-second scene. And the rest of it is just Carl Weathers and Mandalorian and Kellyanne Conway.
I hate those 2-second scenes, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just, I gotta always pause and
it's
like
just,
go frame by frame
it's
so I know
just
what
like,
the fuck is happening.
You see fucking a Snoke baby floating in a pool of Bacta, and then they say, oh, it looks like they're looking for his blood, and then that's it. That's all it is. Yeah.
That's a very short episode. And you said Carl Weathers directed it.
Yeah, Carl Weathers, who was in...
I feel like they have this trend of just letting actors direct episodes because they know that they can't fuck up because there's so much support and, like, safety nets when it comes to these shows that they'll just, like, be like, Bryce Dallas Howard, you want to direct? Sure. Carl Weathers, you want to direct? Sure. Baby Yoda, you want to direct? Why the fuck not?
Fucking Frank Oz? Come here.
Oh, with just his hands.
Right, but the new episode was fucking litty titty. Like, I'm so happy they brought in Ahsoka. And this is after Rebels. And so there's a whole period where we don't know anything about Ahsoka between Rebels and whatever, the whole fucking, the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to see that she survived the original trilogy.
So you don't know. So, okay, so I haven't watched the Clone Wars or Rebels.
Right, so she survives Clone Wars, she survives Rebels, which Rebels takes place before the actual Galactic Civil War. Galactic Civil War happens. We don't know what happened to Ahsoka, except for what's in the comics. I don't want to read the comics because I'm lazy.
I'm nodding my head, but I have no idea what you're talking
and
about.
And then Ahsoka shows up in The Mandalorian, which happens after the fall of the quote-unquote Empire, or Emperor.
Well, I googled Ahsoka Tano, and she has green lightsabers in the pictures.
Right.
But in The Mandalorian, she had blue
white.
Or, like, white.
It's white. And that's explained in the comics, and I haven't read them, so I can't tell you
about that. Ah, the comics. Shit! Gotta read the comics. Yeah, that's why I can't watch this shit, because there's always some shit that you gotta go to the comics for, or you gotta go to, you know, the fucking... You gotta watch all of Clone Wars, and all of Rebels, and all of the Lego Star Wars in order to understand.
Well, what
But they mentioned... One thing they mentioned in the last episode, and we're kind of jumping back and forth from the last two episodes, but... One thing they mentioned at the very end, and this is something that you seem to jizz your pants about, was Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Ah, the Chiss
Overlord. Sounds like some very confusing seafood. So he's like a Mr. Sinister type of guy.
No, he's smarter than Mr. Sinister. He's more of like, he's like a grand chess master. He's like the best
Like Queen's Gambit.
Best strategy. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you mean
the
Gambit?
Netflix show, you haven't seen Queen's Gambit, the new Netflix show that everyone's talking about with Anya Taylor-Joy, and she's just like, oh, look at my eyes. I can look at my big eyes.
I watched Dave Chappelle's Thingamajig.
Best chess player in the world.
But Thrawn. So Thrawn goes all the way back to the original. Like, I'm glad they brought him back because he was an essential character for the post movie canon. That before they scrapped the original canon, blah 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 blah, he didn't exist, and then they brought him back in Rebels.
And he's super cool because he's like the master strategist. He's like, "What if we made our ship slightly stronger than their ship? That way, when we fight, we'll be able to beat them."
No, he's
with our ship.
He's legitimately smart, and his whole there's a long backstory. We don't have enough time to go
what
into.
What if we
it?
Take our ship and we put it on the other side of the battle? So when they're facing that way, thinking we're coming from over there, we're really coming from over there.
Which is actually...
Oh, you genius!
Which is actually a decent
smart
strategy.
That's how he does. That's what he does?
No, it's not. He does things that are better, but, you know...
What if we got a bunch of ships, and we made them empty? And then everyone who's supposed to be on the ships is really on the other side of the battle. And we're all...
ships!
And if we all shoot them while they're shooting at the ships... They're gonna wonder what the hell hit them.
Yeah,
that's my impression of Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah, I don't know why it sounds like the general from the Hulk movie.
You mean General Ross?
Yeah, General Cock. I have no idea why he sounds like him, but you know, Thrawn's pretty cool. I'm very excited to see him. Glad he survived Rebels, just like Ahsoka did. Which is kind
everyone's surviving Rebels. Well, it's almost like they needed them to survive because enough money.
We still don't know if Commander Cody fucking survived Rebels, or
Commander
Campbell.
Cody was. I know this one. This one was one of the clones, right?
Yes, you're right. Good. Okay. Or not Cody. Emmett Rex, Captain Rex, or Commander.
You think?
Rex.
Oh, that's what's his name? He's one of the clones. So that means that what's his name? Tamori Morrison, the Boba Fett guy. He could be him. That could be him.
It could. It could be. It could be. But like, it wouldn't be the same planet. Blah 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 blah. A lot of news, man.
Oh, fucking hell.
You know, I see someone waddling up to us. A very drunk person. But so we're gonna probably like, you know, get him a drink or something.
Guy is barely standing up. He actually has. He has one peg leg, and it's just down the center.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know. I don't think he lost any legs, actually.
I think he just put one on there. So we'll come back and. See what this is about.
Fall over. I'm gonna go help him out. You do the ad.
All right. Hey. Yeah. We're going to ad break. See you in a bit. Hey, you there? You looking to make some? You may looking to make some money. My name is Urchin Child Jimmy Bob. I live here in.
I hope you remember that name later on.
Urchin Child Jimmy Bob.
Urchin Child Jimmy
Bob.
Got it. All right.
Remember, because my name is big on the streets out here in Tortuga. I'm doing what they call a racket. I am making lots of money. You want to double your profits real soon, kid?
Jimmy Bob, Urchin Jimmy Bob, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to take your money, invest it into a lucrative profit thingamajig, and make it tripled.
Oh, wow, that sounds like a good idea, Urchin Jimmy Bob. What I got to do?
Well, what you got, I would love to say you got to do your mother, but what I really mean is...
You motherfucker, you talking about my mama that way? That's not good. That's not pirate code. We're pirates. That's why you can tell by our accent. We're pirates.
Yay.
Don't talk about my mother that way.
Yeah, our family's originally from fucking Jersey, like in England, not New Jersey, which isn't real yet. So what
the Jersey Devil is my cousin. Let's not talk about this.
So what we do is we take your money and then we make a game where we put a fucking ball under a clam and then we move the clams around. We get three clams and we move them around on a table and we say, which clam is it? Which clam is it? And then we shove the ball underneath the table and we take all the money for ours. It's an excellent...
Oh, that's what you're trying to sell to me. That sounds good to me. I'm just, again, a fellow pirate, and I'm all about stealing people's cash. So let's do this.
Yeah,
where do I go for this?
If you invest in Urchin Jimmy Bob's clam hustling deal thing, we'll fucking get your money back into you in like 12 hours.
And once again, that's Urchin Jimmy Bob's clam hustling thing.
I need to eat, mister. Give me some fucking money, you shank bastard.
Also, my name was Jerry the whole time.
Jerry Bob. Urchin Jerry Bob, everybody. Give
a great... Not just Jerry. It's just regular Jerry.
Yeah,
it's
Jerry Bob, everybody. Give a Urchin Jerry Bob a good...
I'm not Jerry Bob.
Back, listeners. Just a reminder: we are in Pirate Town. Yeah,
yeah. That commercial was great, by the way.
It was great. It was so great you might have forgotten about the plot of this.
The plot. There was let's see, we're in Pirate Town. We're in we do at a bar. There's a bartender over there who just got us. Actually, we might need some more drinks soon. Hey. We're looking for rum. Hey. We're looking for rum. That's a big one.
Yeah. I had talked to the bartender, who's still jerking off, when I was talking to him.
Arr, I'm gonna come!
And I was talking to him, and I asked him, hey, do you know where to find this rum? And he said he didn't know. So, you know, we might be able to find it still, but we're looking for a rum to give Gabe his spirit back, his internal validation.
I don't know, man. This rum that you're talking about must be the best rum in the world, because I can't... I mean, do you have some... Do they have Coke? Nowadays, like Coca-Cola?
No, they have cocaine.
Yeah, that's why. Gosh, I wanted. That's why I needed to clarify because I was afraid I was gonna ask for coke and someone was gonna give me cocaine.
I mean, they'll give you coca leaves because cocaine hasn't been synthesized yet.
Well, what am I supposed to mix this rum with? I can't just drink rum. What do you think I am, a pirate?
I mean, you could ask the bartender. He can give you some of his cum.
Hey, bartender.
Arr, I just came. What's going on here?
Do you happen to have any, what is coke made out of?
Trees?
Fucking hell. Trees. Do they have trees here? Do you happen to have any, any cola of any sort?
We only have off-brand.
Oh, I guess they have E. cola.
And then
they call it.
Pebis.
Pebis.
We only got E. cola and Pebis.
Yep.
But we also have this brown liquid. It looks the same, but I can't tell you how it tastes.
Oh, that's mine, actually.
Oh, that Wait, who's this guy?
That's one of the town whores.
Oh, oh, well, good for this town whore.
I think that
bottle of brown liquid.
I think that might be
herself?
No. I think that's pussy juice.
Pussy juice. Oh, that makes sense.
Yep. Also, well, his or her doesn't matter.
By the way, before the break, we had this guy was falling over here with one peg leg right down the center.
Yep. Do you want to? Do you want to?
He's kind of passed out on the table. Should I wake him up?
Yeah. Wake him up.
Hey, buddy, you.
What'd be going on?
Whoa.
Where you are?
You're coughing up. Oh, now it's red. It's Christmas colors.
Oh, yeah, that'd be my phlegmin jowl.
Phlegmin? No, you pronounce the G.
Yeah, you're phlegming in here.
What do you want, Sonny?
I'm sorry, you were just falling over there, but, hey, we're actually, we're part of this, traveling, group of
musicians.
Entertainers. Of musicians. And we are, I mean, I guess we want to interview a pirate for our new music album.
I'm one of them pirates. I have done a lot of pirating in me days.
By the way, an album is like a bunch of music compiled into one singular future stuff.
You know? I thought an album was one of those things you put a lot of those paintings into. I don't know much about art, but I
Jessica
know that.
Jessica Album is the... It was an Invisible Woman.
Oh, she's one of the whores in the town here. Jessica Album. She gave me her pussy 2 days back. It smelled like fresh beer.
Must be a different Jessica Album. Sir, what is... Are you okay? Like, you were passing out. I'm assuming this is just regular pirate life for you.
Oh, I'm really drunk right now. I'm always really drunk right now. Smell
What's
my
your name?
Smell my breath, Sonny boy.
Smell your name while okay. Yeah. That smells like it. Somehow, it smells like a mimosa, actually.
What? That's me rum. That's me.
That's the rum.
That's me rum. And
oh, I mean, I guess a mimosa just smells like alcohol, doesn't
you,
it?
My name's son. You've been asking me name.
Yeah.
My name is Scurvy Moe Jackson.
Wait. Scurvy Moe Jackson.
Right, with the title of The Scourge of the Scourge.
You sounded like you were going to give yourself a location, a scourge of a certain place, but I guess you're just The Scourge?
It used to be a Caracas, but I lost my car there. And by car, I mean a very small boat.
I don't even know where you got that word from. But, you know, it's interesting.
I got it from Spanish word carro, which means face.
You mean the Latin word? Yeah. Wow, I've met a Scurvy Joe Jackson in the past. Actually, we interviewed a Scurvy Joe Jackson on our fourth episode, maybe.
I think it might have been like our third.
I think it was like a third or fourth. It was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember we had a pirate on, and very very similar name to you, apparently.
It was a Scurvy Joe Jackson.
Yeah, it was Scurvy Joe Jackson, and it was in Ho Garden. That was the name of the episode.
Ho Garden.
I think that was the fourth episode or something like that.
Ho Garden! I remember visiting that place when I lived back in Europe.
You? Yeah?
Yeah, there are a lot of your mothers there. Hey.
Oh, fuck you, man. Okay, wow. All right, I helped you. You were about to fall over, and you just insult my mom.
I wasn't about to fall over. You see my peg leg in the center? That's my peg dick. If I fell over, it would have got me.
So you got your... Is that like a replacement for your dick? Which, by the way, you're missing your legs. So you're... You got the dick replaced, but you got the legs still missing.
I hop around everywhere I go. But I have a dick, but it's in the wrong place. It's above me nipples.
Above your nipples?
It was in a sea battle, you see, son. My legs got blown off me body when I was waltzing down the gangplank. And it just blew me legs off, cannon shot. They found my dick about 5 miles out to sea. 5 knots out to sea. They grabbed it, and the doctor was really drunk. He put it on my chest instead of me bum. And he couldn't find any suitable legs, so he just gave me one.
So you were waltzing. You said you were waltzing in the middle of this battle, in the middle of the ocean.
I'm a very dramatic captain.
Yeah. So you're the captain.
Yes.
So Captain Scurvy Moe Jackson, the Scourge, is what they call you.
Formerly Captain.
Formerly Captain.
I lost that because of a bunch of rope allegations.
Is that why they call you the Scourge?
I left too much rope on the deck one time. One sailor got his leg stuck in it and fell off. He didn't die, but... It was a big safety hazard.
It probably is. You step in one of those ropes and it just pulls you right up and you're just hanging upside down until someone finds you.
It didn't even ask. It just did it.
Well, Scurvy Moe, I mean, geez, I guess we have your whole backstory now. What are you doing here at Tortuga? Is this your main dwelling place? This is a very interesting place, by the way. There's pirates everywhere. Everyone's swinging around, and find a single mode of transport other than swinging on, like, some ropes.
I was doing Jessica Album, and then I was doing Hillary Buff, and then I was also doing this woman named Kesha. And I was eating...
Weird how the names just kind of... It reminds me of people from where I'm from.
Where are you from, laddie?
I'm from, so if you keep going kind of northwest of here, you're going to run into this place called Florida.
Yeah, in your time it was probably called Florida.
Or just giant penis area.
Oh, the area that looks like a dick.
State? You guys call it states?
No, we call it state because somebody went in there and was like, I'm stating that this is a place.
So you guys call it the giant penis area?
Aye, we do. Unless you're French and then you call it the giant...
Well, yeah, so that's where I'm from. I'm from around a little bit south of where you got your Fountain of Youth.
There's a Fountain of Youth? What are you talking about?
Oh, shit. I guess they didn't tell you. Yeah, there's a fountain there where if you drink the water, apparently you turn young.
Can I get me legs?
Or you just get a weird metallic taste in your mouth.
Can I get me legs back?
Possibly. Why? Is that something you want? I assumed you were pretty cool with this whole... You got the one peg leg going straight down. I feel like that adds to your persona, but is this a problem for you?
No, I just want to walk faster.
Oh, okay. Or so why not just get the two legs replaced instead of the one dick?
Like I said, the doctor was very drunk when he did the operation.
Okay. Still not an excuse. I feel like it could have gone after the fact. But it's okay. You know, pirate life is I'm sure it's difficult. You're always getting shit blown off. You don't know. You don't have time to go back to the mechanic and get it fixed. What's up?
So, hey, Scurvy, me and...
Kurt, you've been very quiet.
Yeah, I know. I'm just...
I feel like you're... I'm not trying to... start shit. I know we have these arguments a lot off air, but I feel like you're being lazy again.
I mean,
I think
I was
because usually,
I wasn't.
Usually you're always trying to talk, and then as soon as we get a guest, you just shut off.
Right.
And I'm here to handle the entire interview by myself. I'm not trying to start shit. I know it sounds like I'm trying to start shit, but I'm just communicating my feelings, and I'm hoping that you're mature enough to accept them and work harder.
All right, I was playing a dice game. Sorry, I'm trying to make some money here, Gabe. I was playing a dice game with a whore, a dog, an urchin, not a child, but an actual urchin, and another pirate guy thing. I don't know. His name was Schmitty.
Schmitty?
Yeah, I've made about like 400 gold coins here. So, Gabe, you know, get up.
Hold on, let me get one of those gold coins.
Gabe, no, don't touch my fucking gold coins.
Hold on, it says only valid at Tortuga.
Well, you know what? I could buy a lot of things at Tortuga. And hey, you know what, Gabe? You know what? Oh, God, my back. Oh, jeez. Gabe, I need you to crawl the fuck off of my back. Oh, my God. That's going to feel so much better.
Wow. All right. Like I said, man, you could just...
So, Scurvy Moe.
I'm so sorry, Scurvy. Scurvy Moe.
Oh, it's okay. So, Scurvy, I have to ask you a question. My friend Gabe is looking for a special tonic, a booze, if you will.
I think we could just say rum. I think everyone... I mean, we're in a bar.
We're looking for
a tavern. Everyone's drinking.
We're looking for a special rum. It's called Fairy McDildog Ghee. And that's like six E's.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, Fairy McDildog Ghee rum. And we heard that, like, this is the only place you can find it. Do you have any leads on it?
Oh, I do, laddie.
Oh, geez, are you all right?
Oh, no,
You're not infected, are you, with any kind of
oh, no,
any
that's,
kind of
that's,
virus or...
No, that's just a joke I do. I cough a lot and spit up blood. People think it's really funny.
Yeah, the blood and the phlegm.
The phlegm. Oh, and by the way, I don't know where to find some of that rum. I have some in my ass right now.
Really?
Yes. I will charge you approximately 400 gold Tortuga tokens for it.
In your ass. Well, right now we have... Do you mean... By in your ass, by the way, do you mean your peg leg? The one that's sticking straight down? Like, the one that you're standing on?
Hey, lad, you be thinking too much about it, landlubber.
I just want to know. Like, is it coming from inside of your ass, or is it coming from something that's connected to the inside of your ass? Because... For me personally, it makes a huge difference on whether or not I want to try this rum.
It's coming from what I call my colostomy bag. But nowadays...
Once again, can you please clarify, is that from inside your ass or is that the peg leg?
Well, technically, my colostomy bag is outside of me ass.
So it's the peg leg?
Yes.
Just fucking say it's the peg leg. Okay, it's the... Okay. Okay,
well, pirates are not very good at talking about directly things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you could just give us the old run around, the old swing around.
The old run around so that I can rope and do things and steal your gold.
So can I have some of this rum?
For 400 tokens.
400 tokens? Fuck. Hey, Kurt,
I want to play skee ball.
Shit. Kurt, can I talk to you?
Yeah, what's up?
So, I only have, like, one coin, and that's because the bartender dropped it when he came to bring us our beers.
Yeah.
And you've been playing some fucking dice game or some shit?
Yep.
How many coins do you have?
I have exactly 400.
Exactly. Oh, so we have 401 then. That's perfect.
So we have one more coin to do whatever we want.
Do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
I think I know what I'm going to do. Hey, Scurvy Mo,
oh,
right?
Oh, wait, Gabe, I have to tell you beforehand.
Sorry, wait 1 second, Scurvy Mo.
I hope you don't mind that I did lose your watch in this dice game.
Wait, fuck, it's not on my wrist. Yeah. Why did you take my watch?
Well, I have 400 tokens now.
That was a Fitbit.
How?
I use it for when I'm using my shake weight.
All right, well,
It helps me know how many times I jerk it. That's what it says. That's the official technical term.
One question. How badly do you want this rum?
Well, I mean, the way you're describing it, it sounds like some kind of elixir of the gods.
So one watch is fuck you.
I guess. Right. I guess one watch is fuck me.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. Hey, Scurvy, so we have 401 coins.
What can we get for it? Don't tell about the one coin. That's par coin.
Fuck. Sorry, I miscounted. Oh,
you want it? 401 is the new price for it. Shit. God damn it, Gabe. What the fuck, dude?
Damn it. I was hoping that, you know, he would give us something extra for the one coin.
All right, fine. We're willing to make the deal. Here's 401 coins.
But we get to keep the leg.
Oh, you want me leg?
Mm. Yes.
Well, now...
Because there's no point on you giving us all this rum if we have nothing to put it in.
Well, you see, here, boy, pass me that chair over there.
Okay, here's the chair. Stop squeaking that chair. Just sit on it, damn it.
No, I wasn't squeaking the chair. I was screwing out the leg. I'm gonna...
Ah.
Here, take my peg leg. Whoop!
Okay. Yep.
Oh, he just replaced it.
Half covered in shit.
Yep. That's disgusting. Gabe, why'd you want a half-covered wooden leg thing?
So that I can do this.
Doink! Ow, me head! What was that for, Sonny?
Oh, I did not knock him out. I was hoping that would knock him out so that we can take all of his
stuff. I'll get my pistol and set me pet hamsters upon ye.
I'm so sorry.
You'll rue the day you fucked with Scurvy-mo Jackson.
No, I'm so sorry. I've been playing too many video games, and I was under the impression that if I knocked you out,
I'd
just take your inventory and just go on with my quest.
He's already hobbling.
Oh, shit.
On the chair leg. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least we have this rum, I guess.
Yeah, so you know what? Why don't you, like, you know...
Should I drink it?
Well, we do have to break the commercial.
Should I mix it with something? I mean, the bartender did have the juice full of that. What was it? E. cola?
Honestly, hey man, you made me spend 400 gold pieces on this.
I mean, you wanted to bring me here to make me feel better, and now you're just putting it on me.
Yeah, but you wanted to feel better. Not me. I'm doing this for you.
I guess it is my fault for wanting to feel less depressed.
Yes, exactly. You're supposed to feel sad all the time. So I think what we'll do is we'll cut to commercial, and then we'll have you try it and let everyone know.
Yeah, I'm just upset about the whole day, man. I hit the guy on the head, and we didn't even get away with it. It's just embarrassing to me, and we don't even have a mixer for this, because I'm not going to mix it with pussy juice, to be honest. The idea of it was enticing, but actually doing it, it just seems a little weird and just kind of gross.
I wouldn't drink it either.
So yeah, let's just go to commercial.
And we'll be back after the short break. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Fraser Crane.
All right, this episode is brought to you by the X Factory. What pretty much, Kurt, what the X Factory does, and I'm sure you're very interested because you love our sponsors.
Yeah, no, I love them. You know, Simply Safe was awesome. Mm-hmm. The guy who was telling us about it sucked my dick.
Yeah.
Bingo.
So, yeah. So the X Factory is they're a company that they sell you X's.
The letter X?
Like the letter X. And it's X's on a map. And what you do is you go to that place on the map, and maybe you'll find some treasure.
So it's
now, this is kind of like a brokerage type deal where they'll find all these X's, and then they'll kind of put them out there on the internet. And if you want to buy them, and you find some treasure there, that's all yours. You don't find any treasure. That's the game you play. That's the pirate game.
So it's like buying moles and going to the Yukon.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like buying something you don't know is there. It's like gambling. It's what they used to do for gambling back then.
Oh, okay, cool. So, like, let's say, all right, you have, like, three... How much does it cost for a plot of X?
It says one plot of X costs 30 gold coins. That's pretty cheap.
Well, I mean,
that's pretty cheap.
How much is 30 gold coins in our... Because this ad's not for us.
Let me pull out my calculator and calculate 30 gold coins.
And then don't forget the inflation machine.
Yeah, the inflation USD in 2020 equals $500. Oh wow.
Okay, so if you have like extra $500 and you're like, "Yeah, maybe if I look around I can find like, you know, 2 million." Right?
Would have known that inflation would actually bring the price up?
Yeah, is that what the yield is? Like 2 million? I don't know.
About there. We actually tried out the X Factory, and we bought about, you know, 10 plots of X's. That's what they call it, 10 plots of X's.
Yep.
And so far, we found absolutely nothing.
Well, I did find my ex-husband.
He did find his ex-husband.
Which is weird, but I did find him.
In buried under the ground?
Yeah, no, he was like just digging.
You found he was digging.
He was alive. No. When I say if we found him when we were digging and looking up under the X's, he was just digging around. I think he has a mole fetish.
Ah. Well, I mean, you found something. Did you guys get back together? Did you resolve all your issues?
No. You don't fuck with a person who's mulling around.
Hey, Kurt, can I talk to you on the side?
What's up?
Hey, so, I mean, look, I got this ad copy here, and it's talking about, you know, share your experience with the X Factory and tell them, you know, about all the stuff we found. But we haven't found anything.
No.
You found your ex-husband, and I was trying to find some kind of silver lining where maybe you guys got back together and you decided your issues weren't that bad, and that way, you know...
Oh, you want me to lie?
The fucking... Well, I'm just saying, like, the product works.
All right.
Do something.
Oh, hey, so, you know, my husband, I saw him...
Yeah, did it work out? Did you guys figure out that you shouldn't have gotten divorced, that you were both being very immature, and maybe you both were wrong?
I saw him mulling around, and, you know, I was like, hey, you know... husband, and he went, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, hey, what's up?
I've met him.
He does say that.
Yeah.
He does say...
Classic Jim Bree. That's his name.
That is canonically his name. Jim Bree. Kurt was married to Jim Bree.
Jim Bree Burghardt.
Just remember that for the next time we bring up your husband.
That's part of our wiki lore. And we got back together. We bought a trailer in South Dakota.
Wow. You have any kids?
Yep. We adopted a shoe.
A shoe?
And
a
male.
That's his name? Is he from, like, Middle East?
Nope. That's nope.
Oh, a shoe as in an actual shoe.
Yep. And then we adopted a child named Shoe from the Middle East.
Oh. Well, again, the X Factory, it's you can get it, you can check it out online.
Fuck Joe it, Rogan's you might find also your plugging ex-husband.
It. Yeah. You might be able to find your ex-husband, or you'll get some shit out of this. Look, just go there. They paid us. We have to mention their name.
Wahoo.
Yeah, great. R, A Pirate's Life for Me. Awesome. Amazing. Hey, Kurt?
What?
I don't know how to end this ad here.
R, A Life for Me, A Pirate's Life for Me, that's good.
You think that would have been a good ending?
Yeah.
Shit, I should have ended with that. Alright, hey guys, R, A Pirate's Life for Me, again.
Well, fuck, Jesus, we're back in this ye old tavern. By the way, I learned the name of the tavern. It's called Rusty Boot.
Rusty Boot!
And also...
Ooh.
Also...
Rusty Boot, more like Rusty fucking... Hey, man, this rum is good.
Speaking of which, if this is an impressive sight to see, Gabe just straight up... Like, this is a good handle. I mean, like a big size jug, like moonshine jug.
It's almost as big as my fucking dick.
He drank the entire thing.
I drank the whole thing.
He drank all of it.
Oh my god. It's easy to drink too. It just tastes like alcohol. It just tastes like rubbing alcohol. So it's like I can drink rubbing alcohol. You want me to drink another bottle of rubbing alcohol?
So he's pissed right now. He's pissed out drunk. So guys, this is a podcast, and you know, this is the final part of our show, and I hope you enjoyed our guest. This is a fucking weird time period to be in. But, you know, hey, we're here.
We're in a tavern in the middle of the pirate times. That is a weird time to be in. Imagine, you know what? I want to go on a ship. Can we go on a ship after we finish recording this?
Sure,
why not? I
want to
go on a ship. We're going to get on a ship, and we're going to be on the ocean, and the ocean's going to be on under us, and we're going to be moving on up and down and swinging to the side.
Oh, shit. All over the table, too. I just ordered tapas.
Are you gonna drink that puke?
Oh, wow. The bartender's coming over like he's putting the puke in.
Let me get some of that in the bottle.
He's...
We got puke here! 99 coins for one bottle of puke. Oh, the price just went down. 89
cents. Hey, bartender. You better fucking pay us for this shit. This is not free puke.
Oh, you'll get paid. You'll get paid as soon as you pay for those drinks.
You know what? You make a good point, sir.
Hey, that's fair enough. I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're not gonna fucking pay for these drinks.
We're time travelers. We don't care. So, hey, we've reached the last part of our podcast. And, you know, hey, that's great. I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh man, Mr. Stark, this does not feel so good anymore. What do we do when we drink the beers?
Well, we've been drinking Patagonia Cerveza made with
Patagonia. Let me get another sip of that beer so I can remember what it tastes like.
Yeah. So how we like rate our beers is by it's a finger
scale. It's a finger scale. We use a finger scale with our hands.
I don't want to explain it.
We don't rate it like 1 to 10. We rate it
based on hand gestures. No, it's a whole thing.
We rate it however we want.
Yeah, we rate it however we want. And I think, honestly, that cuts to the core of the pirate life mentality, which is you do shit however the fuck you want to do it. Right?
Punk rock.
So in this case, for instance, me, the way I'm going to rate this beer is I'm going to get both of my hands, and I'm going to look, this is kind of weird, but I'm going to make like a circle with my index finger and my thumb.
Like the okay.
Right? Kind of like I'm doing the okay emoji. Symbol. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. The okay symbol, and then I'm gonna also do the okay symbol, right? And I'm gonna link them together.
Oh, so you've done this one before.
I've done this one before. I've done something very similar to this before. And I'm not doing this again because I can't think of anything else. I'm doing this again because it perfectly represents what I think of this beer.
Okay.
So I do the okay emoji. I link this together. Once again, I'm not making this up as I go along.
He's making two links with two okay hand signals.
But the twist here is one of the hands breaks. So I let go of one.
Oh, he doesn't even put it behind his head.
It just breaks. It's like, yeah, exactly. Okay. And again, I'm not making this up as I go along, right? And I'm not filling in for space.
Nope, all scripted.
All scripted. I'm reading off the script. The script says I'm reading off the script. The script says I'm reading off the script. Okay, hold on. Ah, oh, fucking that wall. All right, so the fifth wall. Holy shit!
Whoa, where did it come from?
The fifth wall just broke. Oh my god! Holy shit! And who's that on the other side of the fifth wall?
It is I, Chekhov.
Oh god.
Oh my god, Chekhov.
The Russians have been following us in time travel.
Watch out! Ow! Oh man, Kurt, I've been shot!
I'm trying to cover us, buddy!
Oh my god, Kurt! I'm bleeding out! Oh, I can't do this!
Hold on, while Gabe is bleeding out, I'm going to tell you guys my finger scales.
So yeah, I die, please tell me what you would rate this on the finger scale!
So I'm gonna, like I'm flicking you off, but I'm flicking you off my ring finger, and I'm gonna get my ring finger, and I'm gonna shove it in Gabe's bullet wound.
Oh, but, ow! Asshole!
And I'm gonna root around in there, and I'm gonna pull the bullet out with my ring finger.
Oh! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, that feels... Oh! Oh!
And, oh. So, I personally think the beer was... It tastes like pool water, but, you know, you can drink it.
I liked the beer! I thought it was really good. I thought it's like a Miller Lite, but it's, like, slightly better quality. And it's Patagonia. The bottle's really cool. I think half of my review is just the bottle, to be honest. But, hey, I'm bleeding out here. Fucking Chekhov motherfucker shot me in the chest.
Hey, that's a new plot thing we have. I don't know if I'm going to make it, Kurt. You'll make it. Don't worry. Let's walk on back.
You think I'll make it?
Yeah, let's walk on back to the time machine. Hey, guys, let me do the plugs while I'm...
Plug in this bullet wound if that would help.
I already took the bullet out. Here, let me do the plugs for the podcast. So I've been Kurt. You can find me on Twitter at Kurt_duh_hurt. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
You're still doing that. Okay, I just want to put in my plug because I could die at any moment now. Well, but
save your breath. Go ahead.
You want to do my plug? Go ahead.
Okay, you can follow Gabe at Gasvia on Twitter and I believe Instagram.
That's the one.
Yep, and you can follow us together at Sauce Gator on both. Twitter.
Sauce Gator. Yep.
And
fuck Dave. Yeah.
Fuck
okay.
Dave. Love you, Dan. I'm not going to plug it
okay,
this time.
We're in the time machine. Let's go.
All right. Well, good night, Tortuga, and also good night, New York.
Yeah, and I guess good morning, Atlanta.